Vatican officials have stated they may have been misfiled. Rumors implicated Dr. Francesco Severio Petacci in the Pope's sudden death. Petacci, one of the Vatican physicians at the time, was the father of Clara Petacci, the longtime mistress of fascist leader Benito Mussolini. The whispers were that Petacci gave the Pope an injection that caused his fatal attack. Strong support for this rumor came some years later when the same allegation was found in the personal diary of French cardinal and former French army intelligence agent Eugene Tisserand. Pope Pius XII, born Eugenio Maria Giuseppe Giovanni Pacelli, was certainly less antagonistic toward fascism and, in fact, had been an honored guest at the society wedding of Clara Petacci and Italian Air Force Lieutenant Riccardo Federici in 1934. The marriage did not last long, and Clara was soon visiting Mussolini at night via a secret staircase in the Palazzo Venezia. Catholic historian and journalist John Cornwell, in 1999, stunned the Catholic world with his book, Hitler's Pope. A former seminary student, Cornwell explained that he originally intended to defend the actions of Pope Pius XII, but as his research in Vatican archives progressed, his attitude changed. By the middle of 1997, nearing the end of my research, I found myself in a state I can only describe as moral shock. The material I had gathered, taking the more extensive view of Pacelli's life, amounted not to an exoneration, but to a wider indictment, Cornwell wrote. The author eventually saw that this Pope's actions, or inaction, actually aided in Hitler's rise to power and the ensuing Holocaust. Needless to say, Cornwell's perception was immediately and savagely attacked as inaccurate reporting and misinterpretation. In the December 9, 2004 edition of The Economist, Cornwell waffled, writing, "I would now argue, in light of the debates and evidence following Hitler's Pope, that Pius XII had so little scope of action that it is impossible to judge the motives for his silence during the war, while Rome was under the heel of Mussolini and later occupied by Germany." Regardless of motives, it is historical fact that many top Nazis and SS men escaped Europe with passports issued by Catholic officials. Luftwaffe ace Rudel admitted as much in 1970, stating, in Rome itself, the transit point of the escape routes, a vast amount was done. With its own immense resources, the Church helped many of us to go overseas.